Live from Norwalk, WICC 695.9. It's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on the Voice of Connecticut.
I am so excited for this next guest. Frankie Van Yone is here. And you are the CEO of Stepping Stones. How are you?
That is true. Yes, I started almost a year ago. So,
well, congratulations. Yeah. See, this is what happens. You take on the CEO position. Now you've got to be on the radio in a diner in Norwalk. That's how that works. Okay. How are you doing? And how is Stepping Stones?
Oh, it's doing great. And it is everything I was hoping that it would be. So I guess I can still consider myself a newbie because I'm just shy of a year. But it's pretty fantastic coming in every day and just being able to facilitate all that fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, for people who have not experienced Stepping Stones, what are you guys all about?
Well, it's interesting. I think most people have an idea of what a children's museum is. And I would say Stepping Stones is really unique, probably for several reasons. One is that it's really research-based. We have preschool, toddler, educational classrooms associated both within the building and sprinkled throughout Norwalk Public Schools. And we're learning early childhood literacy, and those things are informing what's on the museum floor. So what's happening on the museum floor is not just kind of having fun, which of course in itself is great, but it's a real testing ground for the work that we're doing with the other parts of us. And the second thing is that Stepping Stones is not really exhibit-based. It's more experience-based.
Yes.
So when you show up, your kids are going to be getting all day long different kinds of experiences. And the third is that we're one of very few children's museums that has in-house puppetry arts associated with it.
It's my favorite part of this. I've got to be honest with you. That is like, was such a huge part of my childhood.
It's pretty
cool. No one does puppetry work, and you guys do such a great job.
Fully integrated. Yeah. So when you walk in the door in the morning, the puppetry team is there greeting the kids.
They're so great.
Yeah. So I would say it's a fairly unique hybrid kind of constellation of all of these elements.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Frankie. I absolutely use my 7-year-old as a cover. I absolutely use him as the excuse to go, but I'm telling you, adults really enjoy it too. I look at their faces. It's fine.
Well, it's funny because we talk about the caretakers all the time, and we've started to introduce Adirondack chairs. So it's like, you know, just sit around, watch your kids have fun. I mean, we do understand that the kids are the primary focus of what we're doing. But
totally.
But one of the things we have to take into consideration is also the kind of teaching of the caretakers and how that relationship continues when you go home.
So what I really appreciated from Stepping Stones was, especially, and I think that this kind of came out of COVID, and to some degree there are people who really like the idea of almost homeschooling, or at least kind of more home-based learning, even after school. Like, my kid is still in the public schools. But what I really appreciated was there were creative ways, unique ways, that my son kind of explored things at your museum, and then we took those concepts kind of home as well.
Yeah.
I think that is a very cool thing. Like, every time we go, it's a different experience, but it also helps the families at home to keep that kind of learning going, especially in a tech savvy world. It's like, get away from that and do more experimenting.
Well, I will say that from my perspective, and certainly we could have a long conversation about AI, but I think that AI is really forcing the kind of switch to analog. And one of the things that Stepping Stones can do is provide that kind of space for analog learning.
Yes.
And a component of that, for instance, we have these things which are really research-based. They're called small worlds, which are really small, miniature. Many of us kind of think of them as like fairy lands, like what you would play with the kids.
Sure.
But what it does is it forces the kids' early learning literacy narrative making. And we make those in-house, and we make them in a way that's really tactile and engaging. And when using normal materials that you have at home, like a cereal box and all of that, so that you can do the very thing when you get home. The goal is that these sorts of things that they learn at Stepping Stones can just be repeated when you go home.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. And again, Frankie is here, the CEO of Stepping Stones. And I want to make sure people get engaged. Obviously, we're going into the summer months, you know, soon after school is done in about a month and a half. Not like we're counting the days. We are absolutely in our household, you know. But I mean, you guys have a lot of great programming, a lot of great opportunities, especially in the summertime. What can people look forward to?
Well, it's also interesting. When I came last fall, we decided to have seasons of play. So every season we're doing something differently. In the fall, we covered completely the museum floor with leaves. In the wintertime, we covered it with snow. I put in quotations. Right now for spring, it's called the Big Bloom, and we've covered it with pink blossoms. In the summertime, we're kind of figuring it out, but it will be
a seasonal
play.
Are you going to bring the beach?
Well, we're going to bring lawnmowers and grass and interior swings.
I love that even more. We're bringing the backyard inside.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're doing.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I love this concept.
Doing the barbecue. What we're trying to do is to take things that happen on the exterior and bring them on the interior and start to kind of add to that element. So for the summertime, that season of play is going to have kind of swings even hanging from the ceiling.
Amazing.
It's going to be fun.
Well, Frankie, what is your website before we run out of time?
You can just put in Stepping Stones Museum for Children. Yeah, and we'll pop right up.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to keep using my kid for cover, but
excellent.
Only you know, Frankie, that it's actually from me. I want to thank you and your team so much at Stepping Stones, and I hope you have a wonderful season.
Thanks, and if anyone shows up, ask for Frankie.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for joining us for stop number 2, the Diner Tour, right here on WICC.